Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams. Welcome back to another weekly edition of the Money Girl Podcast. In last week's show, episode number 400, I invited you to join my new Facebook group called Dominate Your Debt. The response has been fantastic. Many of you join, and we've got some terrific dialogue going on about paying off debt, building credit, and reaching big financial goals. So to observe or join in the conversation yourself, visit Dominate Your Debt on Facebook and request an invitation to join. Or you can text me and I'll send you an invitation right now. Just text GROUP 400, that's GROUP 400 with no space, to the number 33444. In today's show, we're going to talk about a common question that comes up once you start building an emergency fund. Now, even if you don't have an emergency fund yet, or you've only saved up a small amount, keep listening. Please stay with me. I'm going to tell you an easy way to get started and hopefully convince you that building up a reserve, even if it's just a small amount, should really be your number one financial priority. This show is inspired by a question that came in from a brand new Money Girl podcast listener named Brittany. She says, "My husband and I are working hard to pay off our student loans, so your podcasts have been fun to listen to and help keep me motivated. We have an emergency fund of $40,000 that's earning 0.75% interest in a savings account. What do you think about investing the money instead to earn more interest?" First of all, thanks for your question, Brittany, and welcome to the show. You get a virtual high five from me for having saved a very nice financial cushion. In this episode, I'll help you figure out how much emergency money you really need, the best places to put it, and whether Brittany should invest her emergency money to earn more money or not. I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of an emergency fund. You also might hear it called a safety net fund or maybe even a reserve account. The idea is that we all need extra money set aside to stay safe from the unexpected. I'm sure you can relate or maybe imagine how you'd feel if something completely unexpected happened, like your car won't start, you get a huge dental bill, your refrigerator quits working, or you lose your job or business income. If you don't have a financial cushion to fall back on for a large expense or a sudden cut in income, a crisis could literally take you years or decades to recover from. Not having enough money on hand to pay for an emergency is how many people get into credit card debt in the first place. If you make card charges that you can't afford to pay off quickly, interest grows month after month, and you could end up owing 2 to 3 times the amount that you originally charged. This is something that happened to me when I was just starting out. I don't remember exactly what the big charge was, probably a car repair, but it took me years to pay off, and I wasted a lot of money on the interest that I had to pay to the credit card company. So don't let yourself get backed into a corner, financially speaking. Having enough money at your fingertips for emergencies should never be thought of as a luxury. Building up a reserve should be one of your top financial priorities. It will save you a lot of money in the long run and protect your finances. So, how much emergency money should you have? While no one can predict the future, I recommend that you have enough to cover your living expenses for at least 3 months. Now, living expenses are the basics. So these are housing, utility, groceries, and maybe your loan payments. They're not necessarily a full replacement of your income. For instance, if you could get by on $3,000 per month if you lost all your income, then always keep a minimum of $9,000 in reserve. So that's $3,000 per month times 3 months. But having more, having a reserve of 6 months or more, is even better, since finding a job could take that long, depending on your industry. So it's a good idea to evaluate your needs and adjust your emergency fund goal as your life and working situation changes. Even though we tend to use the terms saving and investing interchangeably, they're not the same thing. So I want to make that distinction clear. The difference has to do with taking financial risk. The purpose of saving money is to keep it safe and free from risk so that you'll have it for emergencies or maybe your planned short-term purchases. The purpose of investing money is to increase your net worth and to achieve large, long-term financial goals like retirement. Remember, there's a huge trade-off between financial risk and return. Investing money means you could get relatively high returns, but that you could lose some or all of it. Think about what would have happened if you lost your job in 2008 during the most recent recession when the financial markets took a dive. If your emergency fund had been invested in all stocks, the value would have plummeted and you would have been left with a tiny financial cushion. On the other hand, you won't lose money in an FDIC-insured savings or a money market deposit account, no matter what happens in the financial markets. But you won't earn much either. Even though savings accounts pay a low interest rate that may not ever keep up with inflation, that's the price you pay for keeping money completely safe. The goal for your emergency fund is to make sure you always have enough money to protect yourself from an unexpected emergency, not to earn high rates of return or be subject to market volatility. However, there is a situation when you could consider investing a portion of your emergency fund.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
So here's the deal for your emergency fund. Since you don't know whether you might need to tap your emergency fund next week, next year, or in 10 years, I recommend that you keep 3 months' worth of your living expenses as pure savings. Now, once you save more than that, you can consider investing amounts above that threshold. Brittany did not mention her household income or monthly expenses, but let's say their living expenses are $6,000 per month. In that case, their emergency fund of $40,000 would last just over 6 months. My recommendation is that they keep at least 3 months' worth, or a minimum of $20,000, in their current savings account. If Brittany and her husband both feel strongly about getting more return on the remaining $20,000, even if it means taking on more risk, they could consider some conservative investing options. One option is a short-term bank CD, or certificate of deposit. These give you a guaranteed rate of return, but don't allow you to access the money during the term. It could be 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, or even more. The shorter the term, the less it pays. So only put your emergency money in a CD if it pays much more than your current savings rate. I created a free download called the Online Bank Comparison Chart that includes some high-yield savings options that are paying 0.9% right now. These are great options for your emergency money, and they're actually paying more interest than most short-term CDs right now. To get the Online Bank Comparison Chart, just text BANKONLINE to the number 33444. It's one word, BANKONLINE to the number 33444. Other conservative or moderate risk investing options include mutual funds or exchange-traded funds. First, you need to open up a regular taxable brokerage account to buy the funds. In podcast episode number 399, I covered how to choose investment funds for your retirement account. The same concepts apply when you're picking funds for a non-retirement account. So I recommend that you go back and listen to that show if you haven't already. In the show, I mentioned that stock funds are the riskiest type of fund, so you want to look for more conservative options, such as balanced funds or bond funds, to get some account growth while you keep it pretty safe from potential losses. Think about your 3-month account like an insurance policy that lays the foundation for your safety. If you haven't achieved that amount of savings yet, don't invest it. Always stick with an FDIC-insured high-yield bank savings account. You simply cannot afford to put your emergency money at risk when you don't have the minimum that I recommend saved up yet. If you're just getting started saving for an emergency fund, I know that accumulating 3 months' worth of living expenses can seem huge. It can seem really, really daunting. Depending on your income and financial situation, it could take years to achieve. That's okay. Please don't let that prevent you from getting started and making it a habit to save to your emergency fund. You want to begin by taking small steps every month. Make it a goal to first accumulate $100, then $500, and $1,000 as quickly as you can. Yes, this might require some sacrifices to either reduce your spending or earn more money, or maybe both, but it's really, really worth it. And it can be the difference between reaching your financial goals or having a lifetime of struggle. Here's a quick and dirty tip if you're not a disciplined saver. Automate it. Ask your employer to split your paycheck between your regular checking and your emergency savings account. If you get a paper check or you're self-employed, set up an automatic transfer every month from your checking into your emergency savings fund. Putting your savings goals on autopilot is a really smart way to stay on track and never get tempted to spend the money. It may take a little juggling with your expenses at first, but eventually you won't even miss the money. Once you have a safety net in place, you'll have an amazing sense of security and peace that no matter what happens in your financial life, you're prepared to tackle it. Before I wrap up, I want to thank you for some awesome 5-star reviews that you've been submitting on iTunes. AAA Night PA says, "I like that she's quick and to the point. She also dumbs it down just enough." Chris G 1299 says, "This is a great podcast. Always good information delivered in a quick and easily digestible way. Love it." Well, I love doing this show and bringing you the best tips and advice. Finding what's missing in your financial life, like a healthy emergency fund, and filling that gap will help you live rich and love the journey. I'm so glad you're listening. I'll talk to you next week. Cha-ching. That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.